Father, we thank you, we bless you for this time, for this opportunity that you have given unto us again to gather in the name of Jesus, the name that is mightier than any other name, the name that is exalted, the name higher than highest, oh God. We thank you for that precious name of Jesus that have enabled us to come tonight to gather as children of Yahweh, to gather as children of God, and we honor you today in the name of Jesus. And Father, we welcome your authority, the authority in your name. We welcome the life in your name. We welcome the glory in your name. We welcome the power in your name. As we submit ourselves to be led by thee, we submit ourselves in the mighty hand of the living God. As we resist every devil, we resist every powers that are not of God in the name of Jesus. We lay our burdens at the feet of Christ as we repent of all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities, O God, where we have not done according to your will, O God. May you forgive us, O God. May you forgive us of our trespasses. May you forgive us in the mighty name of Jesus, even as we forgive those who trespasses against us, O Lord. As we come to Mount Zion tonight, may we find mercy. As we come to Mount Zion tonight, may we find help from above. As we come to Mount Zion tonight, may we find deliverance from above, O God. We call unto your name that, Father, may you come and meet each and every one of us who are tuned in, O God, with needs, O God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father, minister to us tonight in the name of Jesus. As we plead the mercies in the blood of Jesus, we plead the mercies in the blood upon ourselves, upon the hearers, upon everyone that is connected tonight. Let that blood purge us, let that blood sanctify us, let that blood break every yoke, let that blood break every limitation, let that blood destroy every work of the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus. We call on to you that you are our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done upon this service. We submit this service in the able hand of God, that Father, come and minister to each and every one of us. Come and let thy will be done in this service as it is in heaven, that whoever you purpose to save, may you save them tonight. Whoever you purpose to heal, may you heal them tonight. Whoever you purpose to deliver, may you deliver them tonight. Whoever you purpose to favor, may you favor them tonight. As we worship you in adoration, as we lift up the praises in your name, O God, we pray that come and inhabit the praises of your people. Come, Holy Spirit, we welcome you, Almighty God. We welcome you, we bless you with the fruits of our lips, O God. We call unto your name. We need you at this hour, O God. In this darkest hour, we come in our weakness that we may receive strength. We come in our poverty that we may receive wealth. We come in the name of Jesus, that we may receive favor in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to the mighty hand of God. Glory to the living host. Glory to the Lion of Judah. Glory to the mighty one of Zion. We worship you. We bless you in the name of Jesus. Father, send forth your word tonight and let it meet us at the point of our needs, O God. Those that are in need of healing, send forth a word of healing. Those that are in need of provision, send forth a word of provision. Those that are in need of breakthrough, send forth a word of breakthrough. O God of heaven and the earth, open our ears tonight to hear from you. Open our eyes to see from you. In the name of Jesus, send forth your word and let it not return unto you void. As it is written, that a man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of the Lord. We open our heart tonight to receive from you, O God, to be ministered to, O God. Forgive us of our trespasses, O Father, even as we forgive those who trespasses against us, O Lord. Lead us not into temptations, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy glory, and thy honor forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray and believe. Amen. Proverbs chapter 8 from verse 32. In the name of Jesus.
Now therefore, listen to me, my children. For blessed are those who keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise, and do not disdain it. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. For whoever finds me finds life, and obtains favor from the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But he who sins against me wrongs his own soul. All those who hate me love death.
Praise the Lord. Amen. And now, O sons, listen to me. Blessed are those who keep my ways, hear instruction and be wise, and do not neglect it. Blessed is the one who listens to me. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We have decreed that the year 2026 is a year that we are going to seek God for favor. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because we know that favor is very important in what we are doing for God, even as a ministry. Favor is very important in accomplishing many things, even in our life, in our destiny, and into the purposes of God. Glory be to God. And we need to find ways, and we need to study the scriptures on how we can be part of the work of God, which God will be able to give us a backing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because whatever we are doing without the backing of God will not have eternal effect. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because the reason and the purpose why we are doing what we are doing as a church even today, it is because we want to have an eternal effect. We have to have an effect that will touch our generation. We want to invest, hallelujah, in the kingdom of heaven. We want to invest to win souls of men to enter into rest with God. We want to influence the inhabitants of the earth that they may be part of the kingdom culture. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So whatever we are doing as a church is not just for ourselves, is not just because we want a name for ourselves, but because we want to accomplish the will of God on earth. And whatever God starts, whatever God wants to do, hallelujah, he has an eternal perspective. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He has an eternal perspective. Even when the time comes when God calls me home, somebody will pick up the work I have started for the glory of God. Glory be to God. So whatever we are doing is not a joke in Jesus' name. And because whatever we are doing is not a joke, we need the hand of God to be part of what we are doing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We need the hand of God to be part of what we are doing, because when the hand of God is in what we are doing, he will supply grace and mercy. He will supply favor in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we know that favor come from God. The Bible says, for whoever finds me find life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Whoever finds God finds life. And tonight, the question comes in, have you found God? Have you found God in your journey, in whatever you are doing? Have you found God, or you are still living in the absence of God? Glory be to God. Are you conscious of your maker in the name of Jesus? Are you conscious that you need God? Have you found God? Have you accepted Jesus as the Lord and the Savior of your life in the mighty name of Jesus? Because whoever finds me, the Bible says, finds life. And not only do you find life when you find God, but the Bible says you obtain favor. You obtain favor from who? From God. So when you find God, number one, you find life. Number two, you obtain favor in the name of Jesus Christ. So it means what you couldn't do by your own human strength, now God is able to supply the strength you need. God is able to supply the muscles you need to make it in the name of Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter the doors that had been locked. The moment you find God, hallelujah, the moment you open your life to God in the mighty name of Jesus. But where do you find God? Where do you find God? You find God on the narrow path. Hallelujah. You find God on the narrow path. The Bible says, wide is the way to destruction, and many find it. Hallelujah. And follow it. So there are roads that we have to purpose to find in our journey in life. Glory be to God. Because those roads will determine our end destination, and those roads will determine the kind of life we are going to live on earth. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So you have to make up your mind as a child of God to find God for yourself. Hallelujah. Not for the group, not for your parent, not for your sibling, not for me, not for Pastor Lenny, not for Sister Jacinta, not for Brother David. Each one of you, you need to find God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You need to make salvation be a personal choice. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Nobody needs to force you to find God. Nobody needs to force you to love God. You need to make a personal decision this year 2026. I must find him in the name of Jesus. I must find my maker in the mighty name of Jesus. In this wilderness, I must find God. In this place where nobody seems to care, I must find God in the mighty name of Jesus. In this family who nobody believes in Christ, I must find God in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. With my friends who no one goes to church, I must find God in the mighty name of Jesus. You have to make up your mind in the name of Jesus. Begin to walk around looking for a church. Begin to walk around looking for the word of God. Begin to walk around looking for a place of fellowship, a place where people are worshiping God, a place where people are lifting the name of God. You need to find God, because the days are evil. And you are not going to find God in the crowd. You are not going to find God on the wider path. You are going to find God on that narrow road. In other words, you find God when you have reached to the place where you are willing to die to self in the name of Jesus. You are willing to let go of the flesh. You are willing to be crucified with Christ. You are willing to live a life of obedience unto God in the name of Jesus. When you reach to that place where you know you need God, where you know you can't do it in your own might, in your own strength, in your own wisdom, that you need God above everything, above a girlfriend, above a boyfriend, above a husband, above your wife, you need God above your employer, above your manager, you need God in your life in the name of Jesus. And you will make up your mind to study the word of God. You will make up your mind to join a church. You will make up your mind to open the Bible and begin to read it. You will make up your mind to begin to read biblical books in the mighty name of Jesus, because you want to find your God. And the moment you find your God, the Bible say you will find life and obtains favor from the Lord in the name of Jesus. And the Bible says, whoever fails to find me, hinder himself. Can you imagine that? Hallelujah. Imagine if you fail to find God, you end up injuring yourself. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You see, God, When God created man, he left an emptiness. He left a vacuum. What the preacher is talking about in the book of Ecclesiastes. Hallelujah. There is vanity in human's heart to pursue something. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And people tend to fill that vanity with so many things. People tend to fill that vanity with immorality. Some people tend to fill it with drugs. Some people tend to fill it with food. Some people tend to feed it with many, many things. And they are living, they are craving for something that cannot fill it. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. You know, there is a hunger, there is an emptiness in human heart that is meant to call us to seek God, to call us to find that place of rest. Glory be to God. That promised place of rest that God promised the children of Israel, that he will lead them to a land of rest. And the Bible said they were not able to obtain it because of a life of disobedience. But Jesus has provided grace that when you come in Christ, you can be able to find rest in him. You can be able to find rest in your maker. When you are helpless, when you are tired, when you are heavy laden, you can come to him who is lowly in spirit. Glory be to God. You can come and humble yourself before your maker and cry out to God and cast out your burdens unto him, because he cares for you, and say, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. I am a sinner. I need help. I am a sinner. I need breakthrough. I need deliverance. This is not the life you have called me to live. I want to live a life of dignity. You might be the one who is living a life where the devil have robbed you of your dignity. The devil have robbed you of honor. The devil have robbed you of security. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You can come to God and cry out to God in the mighty name of Jesus, that you may find him. And when you find the Lord, you find life and obtain favor from the Lord. Hallelujah. Ask yourself this year, 2026, will you find him? Will you find him? Will you find him? Will you find this person? Will you find his spirit in the name of Jesus? Make up your mind that I must find you, Jesus. I must find you. I am empty without you. I must find you, oh God. I want to journey with you. I want to receive life from you, Lord. I want to receive impartation from you, Lord. I want to receive help from you, Lord. I must find you. I want to receive that favor that only comes from God. That favor that only comes from God. When I find you, when I find you, I can't perish. When I find you, I can't die before my time, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because when I find you, I find life. When I find you, I obtain favor, in the mighty name of Jesus. And this year, 2026, I purpose to find him. I purpose to walk with him. I purpose to encounter the King of Kings. I purpose to encounter the maker of the heavens and the earth. I purpose to seek him his face while he may be found. I purpose to hold on to the horns of the altar and seek the face of my Father until I hear, until he speak to me, until he give me direction, until he tells me of what I need to do, in the name of Jesus, until his hand is upon my life, until I obtain favor in the hands of the Lord. Glory be to God, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. I want us to read one more scripture in the book of Genesis, chapter 6, verse 8. Genesis, chapter 6, verse 8.
But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
But Noah found grace. In other words, Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Why did Noah find favor? Praise the Lord. Can you be able to obtain favor from God this year 2026? Because there are mighty things that God wants to do. There are mighty rivers of revival that God wants to open. There are mighty lives they want to touch. There are kings he wants to speak to. There are purposes he wants to fulfill. But he's looking for you and for me to accomplish those things on earth. But before we accomplish those things, before we accomplish the assignments of God in our lives, we must find favor in his eyes, in the name of Jesus. It's just like going to an interview. You went for an interview where there were 100 participants, but they end up only hiring one person. Praise the Lord. Because that one person found favor in the eyes of the person that was doing the interview. Glory be to God. When God looks on earth today, can you find that man who is in alignment with the duty that they are called to do? Who is in alignment with purpose? Who is in alignment to please the heart of God? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When your heart hunger for God, when your heart hunger for the living God, you may not even know what God has called you to do, but there is a place where spiritual anger leads you to. Spiritual anger may lead you to an alignment. Hallelujah. Even as we prepare to enter into our 21 days of prayer and fasting, let that spiritual hunger lead you to an alignment, lead you to a place where when God is looking for a man to send, you will say, "Here I am, Lord, send me." Just like Isaiah, when he saw the vision in the book of Isaiah chapter 6, hallelujah, in the temple, he saw the glory of God. Hallelujah. And he saw the mind of God. He had the mind of God. And God said, "I have been walking to and fro looking for a man who will be able to stand in the gap for these people. And I have found none." God could not find anyone whom he could use for his glory. If God come to that city, can he find a man? If God come to that home, can he find a man? If God come to that nation, can he find a man? If God come to that village, can he find a man? Or everybody is busy with their own life. Everybody is busy with their own career. Everybody is busy with their own worker, and they have left the work of God empty. Some of you don't even remember the last time you went to church. Noah found favor in the eyes of God. There is something that Noah was doing that attracted God. Hallelujah. There was something that Noah was doing as a man that others were not doing that attracted God. This year, choose to do something that others are not doing but is in alignment with the will of God. That thing may just be going to church. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Going to church. Some of you just went to church. Hallelujah. Not knowing going to church there, God opened a door for you. You begin leading praise and worship. God began to open international door. God began to raise you to be a worshiper. God began to raise you to be a prophet unto nation. God began to raise you to be a shepherd unto his people. God began to bless you with the gift of healing, with the gift of miracle. God began to bless you with the wisdom to succeed in the marketplace because you happen to come into alignment. You happen to step into the doors of the church and you didn't know what you are going to encounter in that place. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that this year, 2026, that you may find favor, not in the eyes of men, but in the eyes of God. Because what you may be doing for God may not make sense to men, but as long as your eyes, God's eyes, are on you, no door will refuse to open. In the mighty name of Jesus, heaven will back your destiny, heaven will back your life, heaven will back your calling, because you have found favor in the eyes of God. Because you have found favor in the eyes of God, whatever you put your hand to do, God will cause it to multiply. God will multiply the work of your hands. God will bless the work of your hand, because you have purpose. You have answered his calling. Hallelujah. There are many things that God wants to do and is looking for men and women who can obtain favor. Sometimes we have to pray that God may open our eyes to see the need. Hallelujah. As the scriptures say that the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. The harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. May we pray that the Father may send laborers in the field, and you may be the one that the Father is looking for. Hallelujah. You may be the one that the Father is looking for to turn cities up and down. You may be the one that the Father is looking for to send you to win souls for the kingdom of God. You may be the one the Father is looking for to display the power of his glory, to go and raise the dead, to go and cleanse the lepers, to go and open the eyes of the blind, to go and command the lame to rise up and walk. In the mighty name of Jesus, you might be that vessel that God is looking for. Come into alignment in the mighty name of Jesus, that when you see, when you hear, you will say, Lord, here I am, use me. Whatever you want to do, I am available. I am available. I am available to become an instrument of God. If you are looking for a hand to use, I'm available for my hands to be used for your glory. If you are looking for a mouth to speak, I am available to become your mouthpiece. If you are looking for eyes to see, I am available to see for you, Lord. Oh, mighty God, I am available. If you are looking for ears to hear, oh Lord, I am available to hear from you. I am available to give you praise with the fruits of my mouth. In the mighty name of Jesus, I am available to decree the good news to the poor. I am available to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God. I am available to keep the midnight oil burning. In the mighty name of Jesus, I am available. In the mighty name of Jesus, Noah found favor in the eyes of God. I wanted to open your mouth and begin to pray. Father, come to alignment, oh God, in the name of Jesus. This year 2026, I want to find favor. I want to obtain life in the mighty name of Jesus. I want to find you. I want to walk with you. I want to find you, oh God, because whoever find you cannot perish in the name of Jesus, but receive eternal life. Oh, makata rabakandi rekete sida makorobo shaya adarama handa lakadele ketegede. I can't miss road this year 2026. It doesn't matter how many giants are coming on me. It doesn't matter how many Goliaths are coming on me. My resting place will be at the feet of Christ. My resting place will be to kiss the feet of the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus, because he's my Lord, he's the rock of my salvation, he's my everything, he's my helper in time of need. I call all unto you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. May I find favor in the name of Jesus. May I find favor in your eyes, in Jesus' name. Almighty God, the King of glory, the mighty one of Jacob, may I find favor. May I find favor, Almighty Jehovah, the way Noah found favor with you, the way Abraham found favor, the way Moses found favor, the way Joseph found favor. Oh, the King of glory, may I find favor with you in my generation. May I find favor in United States. May I find favor in Illinois. May I find favor in Chicago. May I find favor, Almighty Jehovah, the King of glory. May I find favor in your purposes, in your purposes, in the land. Almighty God, the King of glory, the mighty God of the universe, the one who is seated on the throne, oh Lord, of the heavens and the earth, use me for your glory. This year 2026, I come unto alignment with the will and the purposes of God. I humble myself before the mighty hand of God. May my desires be led by thee, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, makatala gadele ketedea, ruashanda makoria, akadileteni mahanto salabadaya, yeketele gina mahantalada, ruashama hanto ziletede manataya, ete seberida mokonzia, akatala gadala katelele, oh, bahanda makatala gadele. Pray to your Father, open your mouth wherever you are. It is a time to pray. It is a time to seek the Father in the mighty name of Jesus. That if there is something that God intends to do in your generation, if there is something that God intends to do in the land you live in the neighborhood you live in the city you live in, and is looking for the right candidate, that the Father may find you in the right place. The Father may find you in that place of waiting. The Father may find you in that place of separation. The Father may find you in that place of prayer and fasting. The Father will find you. That your spirit will be different, because you have a spirit of intimacy with God. You have a spirit that hunger for the truth. You have a spirit that hunger for the knowledge of God. You have a spirit that hunger for the presence of God. And because you have a spirit that lavish on God, because you have a spirit that want to do the work of God, because you have a spirit that want to dwell in the presence of the Most High, because you have a spirit that want to serve in the altar of the living God, because you have a spirit that drives you to go to church, that drives you to open the Bible and begin to read it even in the tender age, may you obtain favor to accomplish the purposes of God on earth. May you obtain favor to win souls for the kingdom of God. May you obtain favor to build churches for the kingdom of God. May you obtain favor to speak to the ears of kings, to the ears of presidents, to the ears of prime minister, that they will find direction from your mouth in the name of Jesus. That your spirit will be different. Hark! even when you are coming from a home where everybody is a drunkard, your spirit will be different. You will have an attitude that gravitates to the service of God. Even before you encounter Him, there is something in you that gravitates to God. There is something in you that gravitates to the will of God. There is something in you that gravitates to the purposes of God. There is something in you that gravitates to the agenda of God. Like David, oh Makatagada, a man after God's own heart, a man that whose heart was gravitating to dwell in the house of the living God the rest of his days. David said, it's better to be in the house of my father. One day in the house of my father is one better than 1,000 days somewhere else. It is better to be a watchman in the house of my father. How much is your spirit gravitating in the mighty name of Jesus? How much is your spirit gravitating to the will of God, gravitating to the purposes of God, that God will say, this one is different, this one has a different spirit, this one has a different attitude. That the hand of God will come upon you because your spirit is different. Your attitude is different. Hallelujah. Choose to obtain favor. Noah found favor in the eyes of God. The Bible says that the poet David was different. His attitude was different. His making was different. His spirit was different. Despite of his weaknesses. Oh, Marata Barata, pray that Father, make me different. Make my spirit to be lively in the name of Jesus. Oh, make my spirit to gravitate towards you. Make my spirit to fall in love with you. Make my spirit to fall in love with the heaven agenda on earth. Make my spirit to gravitate towards your service, towards your worker, towards your servant, that I will stand in the gap. I am willing to be a vessel for kingdom advancement. I am willing to be a vessel of kingdom advancement on earth. I am willing to be a vessel of kingdom advancement in my land. I am willing to be a vessel of kingdom advancement in my neighborhood. I am willing to be a vessel of kingdom advancement in my household, in my family. I am willing, Lord, to be a vessel of kingdom advancement in the mighty name of Jesus. Spirit. raging in Africa, when the eyes of God is raging in Chicago, when the eyes of God is raging in Canada and the rest of the part of the world, looking for a vessel he can use for his glory, looking for a vessel that can carry intergenerational mantles, looking for a vessel that can carry the apostolic agenda. Oh mighty God, looking for a vessel that can carry the prophetic mantle, the mantles of faith, oh God, that you will be able to find one, looking for a deliverer, looking for a savior, looking for men who will stand in the gap, who will not compromise their dignity, who will not compromise the dignity of the gospel. For filthy lucre, oh God, oh mighty Jehovah, those that will serve you in the meekness of spirit, not for what they can get from God, but because they love God and they want to see the work of the kingdom prosper on earth. Oh mighty Jehovah, when your eyes is ranging to and fro, may you pick me up. Even in my weakness, may you pick me up and mold me to become that shining vessel that will win souls for the kingdom of God. In the name of Jesus, I rest my life in your hands. I rest everything in your hands, oh God. Mold me to become that vessel that will start generation. Oh, to remember God, that will start generation to repent and reconcile their ways with God. Raise me to be a firebrand for the glory of the name of God. Raise me to be a firebrand. Raise me to be a stick carrying fire that will make others to be stirred up in the name of Jesus to the purposes of God. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray.